and welcome to Dr. Strange Glove's Strange Tales from the World of Strange. Today, I have a strange tale to tell. I call it A Tale of Two Nuts. Now, believe it or not, but there was once this person called John, and he was not a toilet or a king. Neither was he King Toilet. But what he was a little rash, and I don't mean he was an itchy red spot on your arm. John was foolishly wanting to know many things that he didn't know about his body. For instance, he only found out what he looked like when he accidentally caught his reflection in the back of his breakfast spoon. Up until then, he thought he was a porpoise. But today was the day, thought John. Today was the day that I said, today is the day that I will find out what I am allergic to. And so it was thus. On Monday, John went to visit the doctor. Which doctor it was, I do not know, but he felt no shame in telling him all his problems. The doctor got out his stethoscope and listened to heartbeat. Then he switched off the telly and decided to do some more doctorly business. He gave John a thorough examination, right down to discovering what colour his underpants were. And John finally found out what he was allergic to. Nuts. Well, that's a bit of a blow, thought John, but I know exactly what to do. I just won't eat nuts. I won't smell nuts. I won't touch nuts. I won't even think about nuts. In fact, if two nuts walked down the street and one was assaulted, then I'd simply cross the road and walk off in the other direction. Then one day, John was hungry. He thought, that's odd. I've never been hungry before. I shall have to look it up what that means in the dictionary. So he did, and he found out, much to his satisfaction, that it meant he had to eat something. But what? He tried eating his slippers, but they tasted too sugary. He tasted his mini statuette of the Eiffel Tower, but it reminded him of pot noodle, and so he threw it in the bin. Then finally, he discovered his favourite snack, peanuts. John ate the peanuts, and it tasted good. So salty and nutty. Then, because he was bored and he had no iPod to hand, he decided to do that thing which we all do when we're really bored. He decided to read the packet. And that's when he realised, to his utmost horror, that packet of peanuts contained nuts! Unbelievable! Said John out loud. Who'd have thought that a packet of peanuts would contain nuts? I shall have to take it back to the shops and complain. This has been Strange Tales with me, Dr. Strange Glove. Till next time.